big price so that we can be free. So again, that's off the subject just a little bit. But I think it's important to honor those people. But that baby boom generation was a result of the men and women coming home from war. My dad said the married sailors used to sit around at night and they'd talk. He was in the Navy. They'd say, what are you going to do when you get home? And the married sailors would say, well, the first thing I'm going to do is make love to my wife. I think that's probably a thing that a good red-blooded American sailor would want to do if he was a wife and married. And then they'd say, so we're going to do that, what's the second thing to do? And then the married sailors were going to drop our nutbags. Okay. And I call that chartizing time. They came from a family of 12. Had 12 kids. And he said, well, you know, son, he's a post-war baby. He rubs around his lives and when he got home from war, they wanted to get on with the program. That's what he said. That's so true. And you know, to be honest with you, many of us in this room are glad that they did. Okay? And so from 1964, that 18-year window, something happened in this country that had never happened before. We did babies in a concentrated period of time like no other generation in history has done. And today,